We have to recognize and admit to ourselves that in our natural human condition, and without having our thoughts on spiritual things constantly, our minds are in opposition to Yahweh and Yahshua. For that reason, we have repented of our former manner of life. But if you turn from Yahweh, you will once again become ensnared in that condition, and it will be very difficult, if not impossible, to get out of it. Colossians 1, beginning with verse 21. And although you were formerly means before, means you shouldn't be now. Although you were formerly alienated, what does the word alienated mean? It means that you were estranged. You didn't have a good relationship. You were formerly alienated before. Although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, because remember, the flesh is hostile, it's in opposition to the spirit. Although you were formerly alienated hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, that's Yahshua, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. That's what we need to do. If indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the evangel that you have heard, the good news that you heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. You were formerly alienated and engaged in evil deeds. And the antidote to that is having your minds directed towards Yahweh and trying to be like Yahshua, who freed you from that, you see. 2 Peter 2, excuse me. 2 Peter 2:20. We've heard these before, many times. 2 Peter 2:20. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of our Savior, Yahshua Messiah, and our Master, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow after washing returns to wallowing in the mire. And then Matthew 12, which is a very frightful one, but it's the same concept. Matthew 12:43, Yahshua speaking about that wicked and evil generation that he lived in. Matthew 12:43, now when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came, and when it comes, it finds it unoccupied, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and takes along with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. That is the way it will also be with this evil generation. That's bad news, brethren. We don't want to go there. And we won't turn to it for lack of time, but Hebrews 10, 26 to 31, where it says that if you fall away from Yahweh, you're asking for trouble. Because it is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living Elohim. Number two, learn to have the mind of Yahshua and become practiced in imitating Yahshua and living for Yahweh. So learn to have his mind. You want the mind of Yahshua, and you want to become practiced in imitating Yahshua and living for Yahweh. As we read in Romans 8 and saw more clearly defined in Galatians 5, we must learn to live and walk according to the Spirit, which is in opposition to the flesh. This concept is extremely important because, quite frankly, it is a recognition that we simply cannot make these changes on our own. We need the Holy Spirit. We need Yahshua. We absolutely need the power of Yahweh's Holy Spirit, which is the mind of Yahshua, in order to make the changes in our lives. That is what the Holy Spirit is given for. Ezekiel 36:26. Ezekiel 36:26. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put, and that flesh there, by the way, is not referring to the carnality. That's referring to the concept of having a soft heart. Okay, it's a figure of speech. I will put my spirit within, as opposed to a hard heart, of course, that is stubborn and unwilling to accept. 27, I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. That's what the Holy Spirit of Yahweh is given for. Christianity errs in that, brethren. I love my Christian friends, but they err in that. The Holy Spirit is not given to people who do not obey Yahweh. Acts 5:32 clearly tells you that Yahweh gives his Holy Spirit to those who obey him. and it's given to them for the purpose of obeying him. This is what it says. He says, I will put my spirit within you for the purpose of living by grace alone? No. It says, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances. That is what the Holy Spirit of Yahweh is given for, brethren. 1 Corinthians 2:14. I have a lot of scriptures I'm going to zip through here.